Okay, now we're good. Now, if you recall, what I said was, in order to make the calendar, all you have to know is Moled Tishrei, is number one, you have to know Guach Adzat, right? Divide your year by 19, figure out where you are in the cycle, and 3, 6, 8, 11, 14, 17, 19 are leap years. Then you have to know Molad Tishrei. The way you get Molad Tishrei is you use Baharad. Baharad meant year one, right? That's Molad Tishrei year one is Baharad. Year one being not the year, not the Rosh Hashanah that Hashem created Adam and Chava, but the Rosh Hashanah before that, right? This is year one. And you add, right, Chaf Tes, Yud Beis, and Tashtag, you add 28 days, 12 hours, 29 days, 12 hours, which is really just 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 Chalakim for each month since the Shnas Tohu, before Hashem created the world. And you could do all that math, but to save us trouble, we'll just, and people do all that math, to save us trouble, I'll just put, for example, here is Shnas, Tavshin Ayin Vav. This month, it is in the 19-year cycle, it is year 19, which means that it is Me'uberes, right? And the Molad of Tishrei, if you would count up all the months that have been since Bria Sa'olam, you would discover that it is Yom Aleph, 23 hours and 135 Chalakim. Now, as we point, yes?
Just in doing the calculation, right, it's easier when you do one step in the middle, you count what it is for a 19-year cycle.
Correct, obviously.
You divide the 19-year cycle.
Yes, correct. The way they really did it is you just figure out there are 235 months in a 19-year cycle, how much that is, and you can even like throw out all the 7 days, because that doesn't affect the day of the week. And then you just like throw out 1,900 years, and then say 3,800 years, and then 5,700 years, then you're left with 76, and you throw out 19, and 38, and 76. Because it's only been 5,775 since year one, but yes, you can do it pretty easily. Okay, now, the shortcut is that a Shana Pshuta adds 354. A Shana Pshuta adds, not in the calendar, but in the Molads, 12 Molads adds 354 days, 8 hours and 876 Chalakim is 354 days, 8 hours and 876 Chalakim, which is really just 4 days, 8 hours and 876 Chalakim, because we know what week it is, we just want to know the day of the week. And a Shana Me'uberes adds, like if you know 1 year, then you can always get the next year. So the Shana Me'uberes is 13 molads, right? Is 383, 21, 589. 383, 21, 589, which is 5, 21, 589. So, for example, if we just took to know the molads, that's the first step is guach adzat, know if it's a leap year or not a leap year. Second step is to know the molad. How do you know the molad? Now it's easy. Once we know 1 year's molad, we're good for the next 100 years. Okay, still chazrei, not to worry. So let's do an example. I want to do a few years. Tavshin Ayin Zayin. Tavshin Ayin Ches, Tavshin Ayin Tes, Tavshin Pei, Tavshin Pei Aleph, Tavshin Pei Beis, Tavshin Pei Gimel. Right, now first we got to figure out the order of the leap year. So that's not so hard. 1, right, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So if we want to know if it's Me'uberes or Pshuta, right, we can easily say Pshuta, Pshuta, Me'uberes, Pshuta, Pshuta, Me'uberes, Pshuta. Now, if we want to get the molad, well, since Tashrei Ayin Vav is a leap year, we have to add 521, 589 to that, which gives us Friday and 21 hours, which is really Shabbos and 20 hours, and 700-something halakim, 724 halakim, so you get Shabbos, 20 hours, and 724 halakim. Now, Tashrei Ayin Zayin is a regular year, so you just add 4, 8, 876. So you get Wednesday, 28 hours, which is Thursday, 8 hours. Thursday, 8 hours, and Thursday, 9 hours, because you carry over, and 500-something halakim. No, Thursday, 4 hours. Sorry, man. You get Shabbos becomes Wednesday. 20 plus 8 is 28, which is a day plus 4 hours. Thursday, 4 hours. You carry over this. You get Thursday, 5 hours, and 500-something halakim. Hey, 5 and 520. Now, again, it's a regular year, so you add 4, 8, 876. 4 from Thursday gets you Monday. Monday, 13 hours. Monday, 14 hours, and like 300 halakim. That's it. Monday, 13 hours, and 316 halakim. Monday, 14 hours, I meant. And 316 halakim. Right? And you could do all this, meaning even if you lived in the Middle Ages, you could do this on a piece of paper. Right? Now it's a leap year. Tashrei Ayin Tes. So you have to add 521, 589. So you get Shabbos plus 35 hours, which is Sunday, plus 11 hours, and 900-something halakim. Sunday, 11 hours, and 905 halakim. And then you want to add a regular year, 4, 8, 876, so you get Thursday, 19 hours, or Thursday, 20 hours after you carry over, and around 700 halakim. Thursday, 20 hours, and 701 halakim. Now, it's another regular year, so you had 4, 8, 876. From Thursday, you get Monday, 28 hours, which is Tuesday, 4 hours, and you carry over halakim, Tuesday, 5 hours, and almost 500 halakim. That's Gimel, 5 and 497 halakim. And then you have another leap year, so you have to add this amount. So you get Thursday, 5 days becomes Sunday. Sunday, 26 hours becomes Monday, 2 hours. Monday, 2 hours, and 1,000-something halakim. No, Monday, 3 hours, because 5 plus 21 is 26, which is 2 hours. Then you carry, you get 3 hours. It's right, oh, right. It's 1,086 halakim, so you have to carry me 3 hours and 6 halakim. That's how you get the molad. Now, that's the second step. First is Guach Hatzat, second is Molad Tishrei. And again, we don't care about the molad of any other month. We announce it in Shul, but it's irrelevant for the purposes of the Luach. When Hillel HaNasi and everyone came after made the Luach, they didn't care about the Molad of any other month. If you recall, that strange letter we saw from the Rosh Hashiva did care about it, and in that time, but the Masorah that we've accepted is that we don't care about it. So now, the next step is, the third step is, the Arba Dechios. The third step is Arba Dechios. What are the Arba Dechios? Meaning, what does that mean? Rosh Hashanah is when the molad is, unless you have a dechiyah, right? Meaning, Rosh Hashanah is the day of molad, unless one of the dechiyah supplies, right? Now, unless one of the dechiyah supplies. What are the dechiyahs? Let's see what the dechios are. So what are the four dechios? Two of them we already explained, which were the easiest to explain. One dechia was lo adu rosh. Right? If the molad is on adu, no. Lo adu rosh. You push it off. Right? Which means that this year, for example, is a lo adu rosh. The molad was on aleph, but Rosh Hashanah was Monday. Next year will also be a lo adu rosh, but we don't know that yet. Tafshin Pei will be a Lo Ad Rosh. The Mola is on Sunday, but it'll be pushed off to Monday. Okay, those are all the Lo Ad Roshes that we recognize so far. There's another Dechiyah, which is Molad Zaken, which means any time on or after 18 hours, which again is what we call noon, or 11:40 a.m. in Jerusalem Standard Time, and 12:40 a.m. Jerusalem Daylight Time, right? You push it off the next day. Why? So you can have 6 hours for witnesses to actually see the moon. We pointed out it really takes 18 hours, but I gave two answers from the Achronim. One is that if we have 6 hours to see the moon, in Hawaii they have 18 hours to see the moon because they keep Rosh Hashanah another 12 hours after us. Or you have 6 hours to see the moon, but sometimes the molad is really 12 hours earlier than average. So then you get 18 hours to see the moon. Okay, these are the two. So for example, next year, this coming Rosh Hashanah, it's a molad zaken. Shabbos 20 hours. That means 2 p.m. So it's a molad zaken that gets pursed off to Sunday. You're allowed to have double dechia. You can double dip, double coupon day. Right? It gets pushed off to Sunday because molad zaken, and then it gets pushed off to Luad Rosh. So this coming Rosh Hashanah, October 2016, the molad will be on Shabbos, but it'll get pushed off through two dechios to Monday, and Rosh Hashanah will be Sunday night, Monday. It'll start the 2 days after the molad. Now, those are the common dechios. And the reason is sort of a lechatchila reason of how we want to schedule the calendar. Then there are two more dechios that come up just to avoid problems. What problems do we want to avoid? If we remember, there are only three possible lengths of the year. What are the three possible, six possible lengths of the year?
When you assume again that the molad, on the year average, you're talking about for the molad zaken, you're still speaking about Tishrei.
Yes, only Tishrei.
Only Tishrei.
There's no other molad but Tishrei. What do I mean by average? I mean is that when we say a month is 29, 12, and
right.
Which, again, the scientists nowadays agree, but that means on the average, because the moon's orbit is not straight.
Okay,
sometimes, as Rabbi Gamliel says in Sefer Shana, Pama Shabara Ruka, Pama Shabara Kitzara. And he seems to have meant exactly what I'm saying, meaning the Mefarshim say he means the average lunar month, the average lunation is 29, 12, 793. But some months the moon goes quicker, and some months the moon goes slower because of the ellipsis in the Earth's orbit and the ellipsis in the moon's orbit, and that gets out of my knowledge of physics.
Shouldn't these dechios, if they're in the first half of the year, so we can play around with Kislev and Tammuz and Melech, but in the second half of the year, these dechios should theoretically push things off.
No, what happens
is these, too late.
What these dechios do is they make us add a day in Cheshvan and Kislev 9 months ago.
And that's enough?
10 months ago,
and
yes.
Enough.
Because since we know there'll be, let me give you a classic example.
What are two or three dechios?
Great. So, basically, what Aaron is saying is this. But let me just say the background that's supposed to come before what you're saying, that you're assuming. There are six possible lengths of the year, which means only three possible lengths for each year. There is a pshuta and a meuberis. There are only three possibilities, right? Chaser, kesidron, shalim. Chaser, kesidron, shalim. There aren't more possibilities than that, right? Now, how long is the year? Here it is, 353, 354, or 355. That's your only options. 383, 384, 385. It's not a law of physics, these are your options, but when they come in the calendar, these are the only legal options. And in terms of days of the week, how many options is it? 3, 4, 5, 378, 5, 6, 7. Right? Meaning that's the remainder of days of the week, or zero, you could say. Now, what Aaron says is that, hold on a second. The only things we can fool around with are Cheshvan and Kislev, Chaser, Kesidron, Shalim. What if, using these rules, we get something that's a 352 days, or 356 days, or 382 days, or 386 days, then we're stuck. That's why they invented the next two dechios. They invented the next two dechios because there were only two circumstances where you would get an illegal year that's too short or too long. So they threw in another two dechios to correct those and make sure that every year was between 353 and 355, or between 383 and 385. Let me explain. Meaning, if you use these two dechios, you will almost never have a year that's too long. Aaron's worried about a year that's too long. What if the year's too long? What if you're docha molad zaken, and then you're docha lo ad rosh, and it turns out it's a regular year that you 356, and it's a leap year of 386, and you add cheshvan and kislev, and it's not enough. That's why they made more dechios.
The more dechios should make it worse.
Okay, you'll see how clever they are. You'd think a dechia should make the problem worse. But if you're clever, you can add a dechia the year before this happens and solve the problem. So there's two dechios. Basically, there's only one scenario of too long And one scenario of too short. If there's a too short year, add a dechia. If there's a too long year, add a dechia the previous year. And if you go for the previous year's Rosh Hashanah, then it won't be too long. What are these two dechios? So one is for too long. What about this avoids? What problems does this avoid? This avoids problems of the chagil, right? What problems does this avoid? It doesn't avoid a problem. It's just, right, to, you know, to let us see the moon, right? And this is, avoids problems in the chagim. But now we have two problems. One problem is, what if the year is next year is too long? What if the next year is going to be too long? There's only one case where the next year would be too long, and that's called Gatrad Bipshuta. Now, if I wanted to bore you, I would go through every possibility and show you how it won't lead to the year being too long. But why don't you instead take my word for it that Chazal checked it out. They figured out every case the year won't be too long except for one. Only one case the year will end up being too long. What's the one case where the year will end up being too long? Gatrad Bipshuta, meaning if in a pshuta, the molad is on Gimel after 9 hours, 204 chalakim. Right? Gatrad. Gimel tes reish dalet. If it's technically on or after. Because it might exactly be that, and you need to know what to do.
After what? I keep forgetting.
If the molad falls on Tuesday after 9 hours and 204 chalukah, which is around 3 a.m. The molad of Tishrei, we only care about molad of Tishrei.
6 p.m., right?
No, 9 hours is 3 a.m.
After what starts?
You start counting hours from 6 p.m., from
right,
average.
From 6 p.m.
Yes. Okay. So 9 hours is 3 a.m.
Fine, okay.
So, meaning normally, if the molad was after 18 hours, you would be docha a day. But a special rule only if it's Tuesday. And only if it's on a regular year, and if it's after 9 hours, then you're doche. Why is that? Because, why is that? For the following reason. Because let's imagine two scenarios. Let's look at the borderline, right? Let's get two scenarios. Here. One scenario is, again, we're a pshuta. Scenario one, which is going to be okay, is Gimel 9 and 203 Chalakim, right? Then we don't need to correct. Why? Because what will be next year? Then and then we'll make Rosh Hashanah, we'll make Gimel. And what will happen next year? Next year, well, you add 4, 8, 8, 76 to Gimel 9, 203. What do you get? Shabbos. 8 and 9 is 17. 203 and 876 is 1079. So what did you get? Shabbos? 17 will be Shabbos 17, 1079. And Rosh Hashanah will be on Shabbos. And it will be a Kassidra. And it will be from Gimel to Shabbos a Kassidra year. Right? 354 days. Right? Right? It will be a 350-day year. No problem. But let's look at scenario two. Scenario two is Gimel 9, 204. You see, by the way, it's going to happen. 204 flips this to 1080, which flips this to 18, which makes it a Molad Zakeh. Right? If it's Gimel 9, 204, then Rosh Hashanah is Gimel. But then, or later, right? Obviously later, Kol Shekein. Next year would be Shabbos 18-0. And Shabbos 18-0 is Molad Zakeh and goes to Sunday. Sunday goes to Monday. And you have Rosh Hashanah on Monday. On Monday, which means you have a 356-day year.
But you can't have a
356-day year. That's illegal. You can't have a 356-day year. So what do? So the answer is, you use the, or, you know, anytime after that, you use the dechia of Gatrad Bipshuta, right? Therefore, what you have to do is, bidocha Rosh Hashanah to Dalet, through Adarosh bidocha to Hay, you have bidocha Rosh Hashanah to Hay, And then next year, Rosh Hashanah is Beis, and you have a 354-day year. You solved the problem. So basically, the only case that would come up, if you want to see that's the only case that would come up, you can imagine every other scenario. Just to illustrate for why this wouldn't be a problem on any other day, because it wasn't Gimel. If it was, what are the other legal days? Beis, Hay, and Zion. Then the next year would turn out to be a Molad Zakein on Aleph, Dalet, or Vav, and we get pushed off through Molad Zakein only one day, and it would be a 355-day year. It's only Tuesday that's a problem, because that turns out to be a Shabbat. Oh, sorry. If it was any other, if it was, let me give you, if this year was Monday, after Batrad, no problem. Next year turn out Friday, Molad Zakein, push off to Shabbos, 355-day year. It's only the Gimel, because that turns to Shabbos Zakein, which is a double Dechiyah, because it turns to Sunday, which is Monday. And that's why it only comes up in Gimel Gatrad. And it also, that's why it only comes up in Gimel Gatrad. Okay, so that's one Dechiyah to avoid a year too long. The second Dechiyah is to avoid a year that's too short. How do you avoid a year that's too short? So, now, the way to avoid a year that's too short is if last year was too short, right? Meaning, if the previous year was too short, you do a Dechiyah, and you make the previous year longer, right? I mean, if the year is too long, you got to do a Dechiyah before it starts. If the year is too short, you do a Dechiyah after it ends. What's the only scenario that would happen? That's called Batu Takpat Acher Ibur. That's the fourth Dechiyah. Batu Takpat Achar Ibur. It's only in a post-leap, a leap, we are after the leap year, right? Because only a leap year, only a regular year could get too long, only a leap year could get too short. What might happen? This means in a year following a leap year, if Molad is on or after, what is Batu? Beis, 9 hours, and 589 chalakim. Right? What's the problem there? Why is that so bad? So, we'll have to use some real estate here. I should have put this up there. Because let's look at the scenario, right? Meaning, if it would have been 588 chalakim, it would be okay. 589 chalakim is a dechiyah. Why? Because let's look at what happens, right? We are a post-Ibur. So what's scenario one that you don't need a Dechiyah? Scenario one is if it's Beis 9 and 588 Chalakim, right? Then you don't need a Dechiyah. What happens if, then, Rosh Hashanah is Beis. Last year, what was the Molad? You have to subtract 521,589 from Beis 9, 588. Subtracting is hard, right? Subtract 5 from Beis, you get Dalet. Subtract 8, subtract 21 from 9, you get Gimel and 12 hours. Subtract 589 from 588, Subtract 5 from Beis, you get Dalet. Subtract 21 hours means you get Gimel, yeah, and 12 hours. That's what I did wrong. Why did I write 9? It's Batu. It wasn't going to work out now, because Batu, 2 is 15. Now it works. Okay, I apologize for that. See, that's why it's good to do the math yourself. Okay, great. Subtract 5 days, you get Wednesday. Subtract 21 means you get Tuesday 18 hours. Subtract 589 from 588, you get Tuesday 17 hours and 1079 chalakim. So last year was Gimel, 17 hours, and 1079 chalakim, which means Rosh Hashanah was Gimel. And how long is the day? You have a 384-day year. No problem. But notice how the borderline is always 1079, 1080 chalakim. What if, scenario two, here's the problematic scenario. What if you have Beis 15 and 589? Then Rosh Hashanah is Beis. But then last year, you had Gimel 18-0. So what happened last year? Gimel 18-0, Molad Zakein, you pushed it to Dalet. Lo Adirosh, you push it to Hay. Rosh Hashanah was Hay. From Hay to Bays means it was only a 382-day year. That's not acceptable. So what do we do with that unacceptability? We cross out this year and we make a Dechia. Now, Dechia from Bays is only one day. Dechia Gimel is a legal day. We make Rosh Hashanah on Gimel. And then last Rosh Hashanah was on Hay. And then from Hay to Gimel is a 383-day year. And a 383-day year is legal. So that's the two scenarios where you might get a year that's too long for the fixed calendar, or a year that's too short for the fixed calendar, are addressed by the last two Dechios. Okay.
So you push
on
Rosh Hashanah 3 days.
No, you push on Rosh Hashanah 1 day, from Bays to Gimel.
And then the next year will be a Hay.
And then last year will have been a Hay. Remember, here we're worrying about the previous year, not the next year.
So when are you doing?
After the Eber. Last year was a Hay. This year is supposed to be Bays, but that only gives you 382 days for last year. Last year is too short. Right. So you push off Rosh Hashanah to Gimel and give another day to last year. So let me just...
You would have done this ahead of time.
You know you're going to do it ahead of time. Right. So let's just review for those who came in and missed what we just said. We said that there are four Dechios, meaning whatever Mola Tishrei is, the actual new moon of Tishrei, they call that the conjunction, actually, in science Lashon, in astronomy Lashon. The conjunction means when the moon's exactly in line, new moon. You make Rosh Hashanah that day, unless you have one of the four Dechios, Lo Adirosh, you push it off a day. Noon and on, 18 hours more, you push it off a day. And the problem is over here, if it's after Gimel, 9 hours, 204 years in the regular year, then this year would be 386. The Dechia makes it 384, which, no, 356, right? Is that what I had written over there? The Dechia makes it 354, which is a legal amount. And the other one is Batu Takpat Acher Ibor. Then last year would be 382. The Dechia makes it 383, which is a legal length for a year. So those are the four Dechios. Now, if we know the four Dechios, we can figure out what every year is. How do we do that? Very simple. How do we figure out every year? Very poshut. First, we figure out using the four Dechios. Now, let's figure out the next, how many years? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 or so years. What are the next few years? So use the Dechios. So now, what is the Simen Hashanah? Very simple. This year, Aleph, no Dechios, is an Dechia. This year was a Dechia of Molad Zaki. Which Dechia number? I'll put a little circle. Dechia number 2. So Rosh Hashanah is Bays. Because Molad Zaki.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, Aleph Bays. Okay, fine. Sorry. Good point. 2, 1. Okay.
Isn't it Adu Rosh?
Actually, it could be either. It's Zakin or Adu Rosh. You're right.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No,
2 or 1. You're right. What? At 23 hours and 135 Chalakim on Sunday. Next year, it's Shabbos in the afternoon. So we have the Dechi of Molad Zakin, and then it turns into Sunday, plus the Dechi of Lo Adu Rosh, so it turns into Monday again. The year after, it's Thursday, 5 hours. That's perfectly legal. No Dechias. It's a Thursday. The year after, it's Monday, 14 hours. That's perfectly legal. So it's a Monday. I hope I'm right about these. Next year, it's Sunday, 11 hours. The only problem is the Lod Rosh, Dechia 1, makes it Monday. It seems like Monday's very popular, but these things go in like spurts. On the whole, it averages out. Next year, it's Thursday, 20. That's a Molad Zaking. So we push it off to Friday, but Lod Rosh. So we have another 2... plus 1, we push it off to Shabbos. You don't say Zion, you say Shin, because Shabbos Kodesh, not just Zion. Next year, it's Gimel 5. Gimel 5 is perfectly legal Gimel. And the year after, Bays 3 is a perfectly legal Bays. So now we know when the Rosh Hashanahs are, right? Did I write Bays, Bays, Hey, Bays, Bays, Zion, Gimel? Bays, Shin, Gimel? Yes. And then Bays. Okay. Now, the rest is Shmizi. because we just know how many days and we know what kind of year it is. Like, for example, here it's going to be 7 days on a leap year. 7 days on a leap year is Shalem.
What do you mean?
Actually, we should write Zion here. Let's do Zion. What I mean is from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah is 7 days. The length of the year is divisible by seven. So if and it's a leap year. So all we do is we take the next step is we just take the difference from here to here and this, and we check here how many days need to be in the year. It's a leap year, and we need 7 day interval. 7 day interval is shulling. Next year, bays to hay. That's a 3 day interval, and it's a regular year. 3 day interval in a regular year, we need chaser. Next, we have a 2 day interval. Next we have a 4 day interval, hay to bays. On a regular year, 4 day interval, regular year, kesidron. Next, we have a 7 day interval. On a leap year, check our chart, that's shalim. Next, we have a 5 day interval. On a regular year, 5 day interval on a regular year is shalim. Next, we have Zion to Gimel, a 3 day interview, a three interval, right? Zion to Gimel is 3 days. On a regular year, that's chaser. And next we have, we don't know because we didn't write the next year. So let's leave that. Basically, what you do is, here's how it works. Step three is the Arba Dechios. And then step four is, very simple. Step four is, use this year's Rosh Hashanah and next year's Rosh Hashanah to get the kvius of this year. Because once you know this year's Rosh Hashanah, next year's Rosh Hashanah, you know how long the year is. Once you know how long the year is, then you know. Well, if it's 3 days long, meaning in the week, right? The remainder is three, and then you know it's a regular year chaser. If the remainder is four, regular year kesidron. If the remainder is five, if it's a regular year chali, if it's a leap year, it's chaser. Remainder is six, it's a leap year kesidron. Remainder is seven, it's a leap year chali. And the remainder is never going to be an illegal number, because these two dechios took care of that, right? This took care of the remainder being six in a regular year, and this took care of the remainder being four in a leap year. So, let's just continue. Why did I skip this? Did I mess up here? Yes. Sorry. Bays to Zion is an interval of five, and a regular year is Shalim. Zion to Gimel, an interval of three, and a regular year is Chaser. Gimel to Bays, interval of six, in a leap year, is Kesidron. And the next part is Shmizi. How do you tell Pesach? That's the easiest part. Now, you could, work it out from these two. These two will actually tell you Pesach. But it's all very simple. Pesach is always 2 days before next Rosh Hashanah. So, just subtract 2 days from Rosh Hashanah. Beshaz, Bechag, Hachaz, Beshaz, Besha, Zecha, Gechaz. Right? And I can't tell you the Kviyas of Tashin Pei Gimel, because I haven't written the Molad of Tashin Pei Dalet. And as a matter of fact, I didn't even write it down in my notes. So, Pesach is always 2 days before next Rosh Hashanah. So, you see, Zion is 2 days before Beis, Gimel is 2 days before Hay.
In Tashinites, Zion
is 2 days before Beis, next Rosh Hashanah. Coincidentally, it's this Rosh Hashanah, but that's coincidence. Right? Pesach is always 2 days before next Rosh Hashanah. Right? So that's, you see, it's always 2 day. This is always a 2 day interval. Why is that always a 2 day interval? Very simple, because from Pesach to Rosh Hashanah on the calendar elapses 163 days. 163 days is 23 weeks and 2 days. If you just count, open the calendar, you count, you see it's 163 days. How do you tell from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah is 6 months is 177 days? Subtract 14, it's 15 is off. It's not a Rosh Hashanah. So that's how you get the calendar. Now you know how to get any year in the future. Just figure out, add these numbers to get the molad of that Rosh Hashanah. add one more year to get the molad of the next Rosh Hashanah. No, first figure out where it is in the leap cycle. Then figure out when molad Rosh Hashanah is. Figure out when molad of the next Rosh Hashanah is. And then you got to figure out molad Rosh Hashanah, use the Arba Dechios, get Rosh Hashanah. Figure out the molad of next Rosh Hashanah, use the Arba Dechios, get next Rosh Hashanah. And then, if you know this Rosh Hashanah, next Rosh Hashanah, you know how long the year is. If you know how long the year is, you know if it has to be Chaser, Kesidron, or Shalim. And then Pesach, Hishmizi, is just 2 days before next Rosh Hashanah. That's a Chok Lo Yavor. As a matter of fact, you don't really need the Pesach and the Kfi of the year, because it's sort of obvious.
It'll come out that way.
These two determine Pesach. You don't need Pesach. It's just convenient to know when Pesach is. Right? But like, Beis Shin has to be Zion, because Beis Shin means next Rosh Hashanah is Beis. No, if you know it's a leap year. Right, the truth is, you put a Pesach to tell you if it's a leap year or not. And as we pointed out, there are only 15 legal types of years. There are 15 legal types of years, but only 14 of them can happen. Right, remember, we put all the kinds, on all the different kviases on the board. We crossed out 9 of them. That left us 15. And I said, one of them is legal, but can never happen anyway. And that is Gesha in a leap year. Gesha in a leap year is legal, right? That's Gesha. Bishana Me'uberes is legal. Why is it legal? Because this Rosh Hashanah is allowed to be, Gesha in a, Gesha is legal. Why? That means this Rosh Hashanah is Tuesday. Next Rosh Hashanah is Tuesday. It has 385 days, which is Shalim, right? Meaning, it's always legal in a leap year that it's Shalim. Next Rosh Hashanah is the same day of the week as this Rosh Hashanah, and passes 2 days earlier. The reason why this would never happen is because for the Molad, for this Rosh Hashanah to be Gimel, this is legal, the only one that's legal but never happens. I mean, there's nothing illegal about it. All the days of the week are okay. All the lengths of the year are okay. This Rosh Hashanah Gimel, next Rosh Hashanah Gimel, and it's a 385-day year. Why can it never happen? The only one out of 24. Remember we said 24 possibilities. I'm not going to put those on the board again. 9 were illegal because they made next Rosh Hashanah Adu. 14 were possible. And 1 was legal but never happens. The only one that's legal but can't happen. Why can't it happen? For a very simple reason. If Rosh Hashanah is now Tuesday, and it is a leap year, then if Rosh Hashanah is Tuesday, what does that mean? The Molad was after the Molad. If this Rosh Hashanah is Tuesday, that means the Molad is after noon on Monday. It's after noon on Monday. If the Molad's after noon on Monday, then if you add a leap year, next Molad has to be Shabbos. Next Molad, or I'll say a little better, has to be between noon on Monday and noon on Tuesday, right? If it's between noon on Monday and noon on Tuesday, you get Rosh Hashanah on Tuesday. Noon on Monday is Molad Zakeh, and after. So it's between noon Monday and Tuesday. If you add 521, 589, you get between 3 a.m. on Sunday to 3 a.m. on Monday. Those all end up with a Monday Rosh Hashanah next year. So any time you have a Gimel on a leap year, the next Rosh Hashanah has to be Monday, which means Pesach has to be Shabbos, which means it has to be Kesidron. So it just never works out that way. It would be legal, but it never works out that way because if it's a leap year and it's a Tuesday, next Rosh Hashanah is always on a Monday. There's no choice. It never happens. Again, just to review, for this year to be Tuesday, the Molad has to be between noon Monday and noon Tuesday. You add 5 days that you get between noon Shabbos and noon Sunday. Add 21 hours, you get, not between noon actually, but you add 21 hours, you get between 15 hours, as it were. No, you have to add the Molads to figure out next year, right? You first figure out with the Molads. So you get between Sunday morning and Monday morning. If it's between Sunday morning and Monday morning, then you have a Monday Rosh Hashanah next year, so it never happens. Okay, this is all you need to know in order to fix the Jewish calendar.
You just left out the Kislev and Cheshvan, which are 29 to 30.
Okay, but I had that on board last
time.
Okay,
all right.
Okay. Correct. You have to know that if it's chaser, they're both 29, cheshvan and kislev 29. If it's shalem, cheshvan and kislev are 30. If it's kesidron, you have to know which is which. According to the Seder, since tishrei was always 30, cheshvan has to be 29 and kislev has to be 30. Right? And the variation of cheshvan and kislev is why, if someone was born on the 7th or 8th day of Hanukkah, their birthday is not always the 7th or 8th day of Hanukkah. Right? Because the 7th or 8th day of Hanukkah could be on different days of Teves, right? The 8th day of Hanukkah could be Beis Teves or Gimel Teves, depending on how many days Kislev had. So people have made that mistake. I don't think anything terrible has ever happened because of it, but I'm going to be disappointed that it's not their birthday. If you had scheduled Bar Mitzvah, that would be embarrassing, right? Can you imagine the guy's born on the 8th day of Hanukkah, they schedule Bar Mitzvah the 8th day of Hanukkah and discover that this year he's not Bar Mitzvah yet because his birthday is next day. Okay, so keep that in mind. Now, there's one last thing I want to discuss. If Trinayak, you know how to take a picture? What? You know how to use a smartphone?
I think so.
Yeah. Chazaka, anyone younger than me knows how to use a smartphone.
The opposite truth.
No. There's no chazaka either way. Okay. Now, and as you can imagine, you could easily do this for any year you want, and that's how they do it. When the computer programs print out the years, this is how they figure it out. They just put in the computer. I mean, you could do it by hand. You put in the computer the 19-year cycle. You put in the computer the molad, how to calculate the molad. You put in the computer the four dechios. And then it works it out for the next, longer than it needs to until Mashiach comes and we have a Sanhedrin and then we don't know what they do. Now, the last thing I just want to talk about is the length of the solar year. So, if we recall, what I said is that the length of a month, there's no one ever messed that up, right? Meaning, we know it's 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 halakim. That's the Masorah that Chazal had a long, 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 long time ago. And if you would ask NASA to do, use their telescopes and figure it out for you nowadays, they would get 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 halakim. The only difference would be, how many 20ths of a chelek. But, they would get the same amount of chalakim. No, the difference would be, some fraction of a second, which is maybe they'd be off by one in like the tenths of chalakim, which is not statistically significant. Not statistically significant, and probably the moonlight changes over the generations anyway, that much anyway. But when it comes to the length of the solar year, that's really, really hard to figure out. So, let us first figure out why we have Guach Hatzat. How they made the 19-year cycle Guach Hatzat. So the reason they made the 19-year cycle Guach Hatzat is very pashut. What's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us? What's the rule for making leap years? The rule for making leap years is if. And again, according to the pashut shot of the Gemara and the way the Rambam Paskins, right? How does the Rambam Paskin in Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh? What's the rule for making leap years? The rule of Tkufa. The rule of Tkufa is, as it says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Aleph, just give me a third of a second, here we go, is, Im Tkufas Nisan B'Shisha Asar B'Nisan O'Achar Z'Banzeh Ma'Avrin Hashanah. If the Tkufa of Nisan, meaning the vernal equinox, right? Equinox means when the sun and the day and night are each 12 hours, falls on the 16th of Nisan or later, you make a leap year. If it falls on the 15th of Nisan or earlier, you don't make a leap year. That's the rule of Tkufa, which for the Rambam is a very powerful rule. And the historians, even though that rule of Tkufa, what's the relationship between that rule of Tkufa and our fixed calendar? So if you're in my Gemara here, we saw that Tosfos Rosh dealt with this. When I said Baal Pei forgot to learn the course in the Yad Ramah, Tosfos Rosh says, our fixed calendar is not based on any rule of Tkufa in the Gemara. It's based on totally new rules. But the Yad Ramah assumes that our fixed calendar is based on the idea of Tkufa from the Gemara. How would that work out? It's very simple. If you assume, and this is what the Achronim assume, and even the Rishonim, we start the 19-year cycle where, now here I'm going to approximate, at the first year of the 19-year cycle, Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan is at around the equinox, is approximately at the equinox. That's the rule of the 19-year cycle. The rule of the 19-year cycle is that the first year, it's at the equinox. Rosh Chodesh is at the equinox. And then we take it from there. So if you would ask what happens next, technically, because they wanted a good place to start the 19-year cycle, so they start it when it's a little 9 hours, the molad is 9 hours before the equinox. But I'm going to just approximate. So if you think about it, let's look at the 19-year cycle, right?
Are you giving us a date to it? No, March 20th?
Basis of 19-year cycle, not yet,
okay,
is that Tesva, the Molad should fall on or before Tesva of Nisan, right?
Okay.
Now, the Molad should be on or before Tesva of Nisan.
The equinox.
The equinox, correct. The equinox should be on or before Tesva of Nisan. And it works 99%. And obviously then we push it up. What's the principle? Basically, if then we don't make a leap year, but if the equinox is on or after Tezayin Nisan, then we do make a leap year. You could see that that's the principle that governs the 19-year cycle. How could you see that that's the principle? I will illustrate it for you right now. And then Pesach is B'chodesh Aviv, right? As a matter of fact, if, for example, Lahavdil, Elif Alfei Avdalos, although genealogically not, just philosophically, when the Christians have their Easter, which, what's the Hebrew word for Easter?
Pesach.
Right, it's Pesach. Well, how do they have their Easter? They say, well, take the first full moon after the equinox, and then that Sunday is Easter. First full moon after the equinox is what we call Pesach. What's the point? Tesvav is the full moon. Now, I know, I'm not talking about a day based on the irregular, you know, the Adu Rosh or something. I'm saying in general, right? Obviously, the exact day of the full moon might not be Tesvav because we were Dochet, but approximately, right? The full moon is, the full moon is Tesvav. If it's after the equinox, meaning the equinox is on or before Tesvav, there's a full moon that's after the equinox, we make Pesach. If the full moon is before the equinox, then we push our Pesach till next month. Right? So in the old days, Pesach and Easter always coincided. I'm going to copy from the book that I have. Okay? The book that I have is going to be a little off, but here it says in year number one, it doesn't start at zero. It actually starts at -009, in which case, after one leap year, it is plus... what is this measuring, though? After one leap year, the plus 009 minus 10, 11. After a leap year, it becomes plus 8 and 4. After a... you want to read me? Here. Read me this column. This and this. Okay? C is 0, 9, and then 10, 11, and then 8, 4.
Yeah.
What's next?
2, 17.
2, 17.
13, 14.
13, 14. 5, 1. 5, 19.
5, 19.
12, 20.
Plus 12,
20. Oh, yeah, I'm good.
Okay, 122.
Mm-hmm.
And 822.
11-6. And then we're back to the beginning.
And then
we're back to the beginning, which is plus 009. Okay, I apologize. Now, you see what happens. Here's what happens. Every regular year, the molad gets earlier, right? Because it takes longer to get to the equinox. You get to the molad quicker than the equinox by around 10:20. Here I round that to 10:21, whatever. I'm leaving off the minutes. So here, you start out around the same. Now, the molad is 10 days earlier. The molad would have been 21 days earlier. So we make a leap year and make the molad 8 days later. Now the molad is 2 days earlier, 13 days earlier. Now it would end up 24 days earlier. So we make a leap year and make the molad 5 days later. Then it becomes 5 days earlier. Then it would become 16 days earlier. Well, 16 days earlier is dangerous. That's Tessayan. So we make a leap year and make it 12. Then it becomes 1 earlier. Only 1 later. Then it becomes 1 day later. Then it becomes 8 days earlier. And then it would become 18 days earlier, 19 days earlier. So we have a leap year. And we make the molad 9 days later. Then it becomes 1 day earlier. Then it becomes 12 days earlier. Well, that would be 23 days earlier. That's ridiculous, 22 days earlier. So instead, we make it 6 days later. Then it becomes 4 days earlier, then 15 days earlier. We don't want to let it get 25 days earlier, so we make a leap year, make it 3 days later, become 7 days earlier, 11 days earlier. We don't want it to become 22 days earlier, so we make a leap year, and we make it 9 hours later, and then we restart the cycle. If you just look on the other side, when is the equinox? Here it is at minus 0 days, I'm rounding days, minus 10 days, plus 8 days, minus minus 3 days, minus 14 days, plus 5 days, minus 6 days, plus 13 days, plus 2 days, minus 9 days, plus 10 days, minus 1 days, minus 12 days. Right, just give me the opposite signs. Round that to 7, minus 4, plus 4, plus 15, minus 3, plus 7, plus 11, and 0. Okay. All right, my sign's opposite. Now, what does this mean? This means that, how does it work? When will the equinox fall? Here will be 10 days later. That's Yud to Yud Aleph Nisan. Here will be 8 days earlier. That is Chaf Beis to Chaf Gimel Adar. Here will be 3 days later. That is Gimel to Dalet Nisan. Here will be 14 days later. That's no problem. Yud Dalet to Tesvav, Nisan. Here it'll be 5 days. Basically, you see how this works. Chaf He to Chafav Adar. Here it is Vav to Zion Nisan. Here it is Yud Zion to Yud Ches Adar. Here we're talking about the equinox. Here it is Chaf Ches to Chaf Tes Adar. Here it is Tes to Yud Nisan. Here it is Chaf to Chaf Aleph Adar. Here it is Aleph to Beis Nisan. Here it is Yud Beis to Yud Gimel Nisan. Here it is Chaf Gimel to Chaf Dalet Adar. Here it is Dalet to He Nisan. Here it is Tes Vav to Tes Zayin Nisan. Here it is Chaf Zayin to Chaf Ches Adar. Here it is Zayin to Ches Nisan. Here it is Yud to Yud Aleph Nisan, and here it is Chaf Tes Adar to Aleph Nisan, meaning when is the molad? Either Chaf Tes Adar into the Dechi or Aleph Nisan. So basically, you see how does this work beautifully? It makes sure the equinox always falls within the month. What?
19, right? There's a plus.
This is 1 again. What?
Is it a plus 11?
19 is...
Can't go from minus 7 to minus 11.
Sorry. Correct. Thank you. Which means that this is Chaf to Chaf Aleph Adar. See? Now you're with me.
You add all the stuff together, you should get zero, right?
And you do. Look, you come back to zero.
No, if you add them all.
Yes, you should get zero. Correct. Now, what we see here is that when is the equinox? It's always either in the second half of Adar, like Yud Zayin Adar, or in the first half of Nisan. The only tricky part is in year 16, it's Tesvav or Teszayin, meaning why? It's 15 days later. So if Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on the Molad, 15 days later is Teszayin. If Rosh Chodesh Nisan was Nidche, then 15 days later is Tesvav. So that's a borderline one, Tesvav or Teszayin. Most of the time we have Dechios, right? Dechios are more common than non-Dechios, right? If Dechios are more common than not, meaning if you go to the chart of Dechios, you would see that around, around 60% of the time there's Dechios. So, if you work that out, then now you have to chesed a lot of other things. This usually works out okay, because usually, often, it will be Tesvav, which is okay, and they had to make a choice. They could have made the leap year in 16 instead of 17, but then it would have been much earlier. It would have been like Tesvav Adar, and then it would have been borderline, meaning they had the choice. Since it's exactly on the borderline, either don't make a leap year, and the equinox will sometimes fall out before Pesach, sometimes after, or do make a leap year, and the equinox will sometimes fall before Purim, and sometimes after. And then, either way, some of the time, Pesach won't be in the right time. Either sometimes Pesach will be too late, or sometimes Pesach will be too early. They chose, in this borderline case, to not make a leap year, which means that if the equinox falls on Tesvav, Pesach is perfect. If the equinox falls on Teszayin, we violated a rule once, but only by one day, therefore not the end of the world. And there are deos that 16 is okay, even though we don't possibly give. That's how the cycle works. Now I just want to mention, I apologize, it took so long. I shouldn't have tried to do the math myself. Okay, for 2 minutes, I want to mention a problem. What's the problem? According to this, when is the equinox, anyone know? When is the equinox? March 20 to 21. March 21 usually. Right? What? It fluctuates between 20 and 21. So, this system works. Within a day, right? Within a day sometimes the system works, which is good enough. Meaning, remember, the simonim are ma'akev. There are 3 simonim, right? It's just approximate. We would think, when should Pesach fall? On the first full moon after the equinox. Meaning, Pesach should always fall between March 21st and April 21st. And if you're off by a day, once in a yovel, it's not the end of the world. Right? That's what you think. Pesach should fall. Meaning, Pesach therefore falls, and that's the rule. Right? Between the equinox and, or falls in the month following the equinox, right? First full moon after the equinox, which would be between around approximately March 21st to April 21st. Okay, does it? In this century, when does Pesach fall in this century? In this century, Pesach falls
later.
When did Pesach fall this year, anyone? Anyone remember when Pesach was? What? The end of April. Yeah. When did it fall this year? Anyone remember? What? No, April. No one remembers when Pesach was? Wasn't so long ago.
April started 23rd of April.
23rd, April 23rd. Hold on. Why didn't we have it a month earlier? That's the second full moon after the equinox. That's not when it's supposed to be. Are you right? What's the 2016? Is it 2016?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
2016, it fell on April 24th. We counted the day, not the Seder night, the first day. Yom Aleph was the 24th. The Seder night was the 23rd. Was the 24th. And that's not the only time. It's never been the 24th before, but it'll be the 24th again in 2169. And it gets worse. It'll be the 25th, if Mashiach hasn't come yet, by 2245. And, oh, forget about that. No, I take that back. It's been the 25th before. It was the 25th in, oh no. Yeah, it's even been the 25th. When was it the 25th? It was the 25th in 1967. And in 1928. And it's going to be the 25th again, even worse than the 24th. It's going to be the 25th again in our lifetime, in 2048, the 2042. And eventually it's going to hit the 26th in 2213.
The Seder was Friday night.
Okay.
The first day Yom Tov was the 23rd of April, Shabbos.
First day Yom Tov was the 23rd. I apologize. You're right. I was wrong. I meant the first day, the 23rd. In 19 years, it'll be the 24th. Correct. In 19 years, it'll be the 24th. And 11 years ago, it was the 24th. 2005 was the 24th. So how come it's the 23rd and the 24th, and soon, although never before, is going to be the 25th? What's pshat? So why are we so off? So pshat is because no one's sure how long a year is. What? Parallel but different problem. Okay, the problem is this. How long is the year? How long is the year?
You can deal with this issue. I don't understand.
Okay.
The length of the equinox.
We mentioned this once in regular shiur, but
the mean or the exact.
No. How long is the average solar year? Anyone know what they used to think in the Western world? Shmuel. And who's the guy who agreed with Shmuel? Lahavdil? Emperor Julius. Julian calendar. Right? So how long length of year? So one shita is what we call Tkufa de Shmuel. Why do we call it Tkufa de Shmuel? Because Shmuel says it in the Gemara. Tkufa de Shmuel is 365 and 6 hours. 365 and a quarter days. This is the Julian calendar. The other shita we deal with is Tkufa Derabada.
We discussed this.
Right. Why we call Tkufa Derabada, we're not sure. We have Masora that it's Tkufa Derabada. We don't know who the Ravada was who said it, like which Ravada in the Gemara said it. We have Masora that's Tkufa Derabada. Where does this come from? This comes from a theory. Tkufa Derabada comes from a very simple calculation. It comes from the 19-year cycle. You take 19 years, add up the seconds, and divide it by 19, right? Tkufa Derabada, it matches the 19-year cycle. Because how many months are in the 19-year cycle? 19 times 12 is 228. Add 7 leap years is 235. Multiply 235 by the molad of a month, 29, 12, 793, and you get how many days, hours, and chalakim are in 19 years. Divided by 19, and what do you get? You get 365 days, 5 hours, 55 minutes, and around 25 seconds. And this is what the famous Greek scientist Ptolemy, who is famous in the days of Hillel Hanasi, when they made the fixed calendar, that's what he published based on the Roman astronomer Hipparchus as the length of the year. That's from Adas Tkufa. Meaning, and this matched the 19-year cycle. We know this Tkufa by just taking 19 years worth of months and dividing by 19. What's the truth? The Rambam writes in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, there are two ways of calculating the Tkufa we find in Chazal. Says the Rambam, two ways of calculating the tkufa we find in Chazal. He says, some people say, Yesh mechach misholom shi, 3/6 shin samche yom, or revia yom shi, shei shaos, that's Shmuel. V'yesh v'yem sha'omrim, it's a little less. And then goes through a little less and explains Ravada. And who does he paskin like? Nope, he does not. V'cheshbon shtei tkufas ha'elu shebi'arnu, dark ha'kol b'kiravu. They're all approximate. Malach shemesh, I'm sorry, an average. Aval, b'makom ha'shemesh, and therefore he says that, which of the, if they're both, the fisha cheshbon zeh, cheshbon Ravada, emas hu, Yoser min Arishon. Vukaro min Advarim, Yoser min Cheshbon Arishon. Rav Ada is closer than Shmuel. But what does he imply? Neither of them are right. What's the truth according to the Rambam? You have to go to Perek Yud Beis. In Perek Yud Beis, he says, the sun in one day's travels, how much of the arc around the sun? Around 59 minutes and 8 seconds. In 10 days, around 9 degrees, 51 minutes and 23 seconds. In 100 days, around 98 degrees and 33 minutes and 53 seconds. Meaning, you know, like a circle is 360 degrees. So how fast does the sun travel? If you take that most meduyik thing he gave, that every 100 days the sun travels 98 degrees, 33 minutes and 53 seconds, and you figure out how long it takes the sun to get around the entire world, what result do you get from the Rambam? From the Rambam, you get around 365 Rambam Perek Yud Beis Halacha Aleph, you get around 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes, and I forget exactly how many seconds, around 45 seconds or something.
45 is what's the exact.
Exact. And so I think it's around that. And this is modern science, meaning not that the Rambam necessarily had Ruach HaKodesh Mechavin to modern science. The Rambam just knew science very well. He wasn't Mechavin to modern science. He knew modern science, because science hasn't changed since his days in terms of figuring out how long a year is. No, it makes no difference. The sun's going around us or we're going around the sun. It makes no nafkamina. Meaning, the only nafkamina it makes is how to cheshbon what the other bodies revolve around. Right? Meaning, the difference that it makes is now if Venus revolves around the sun and not around us. But for us, if there were only two bodies in space, there would be no way of telling which was revolving around which. There's no nafkamina which revolves around which. That's basic relativity.
It's also observational.
Yeah, I mean, he, correct.
Here's
the issue. Now, let's think what happens. What happens is, now, when do we use the tkufa of Shmuel? When do we use these tkufas? Three halachic uses. So, number one, we use it for Birkas HaChama, and no, the Kislev doesn't depend on the length of the year, and She'elas Geshamim B'chutz La'aretz. Right? Shishim Yom L'Tkufa. The 60th day of the Tkufa, She'elas Geshamim B'chutz La'aretz. What does Birkas HaChama mean? If you think about Tkufa de Shmuel, take out the number of weeks. That's 52 weeks, 1 1/4 days. Means every year, every day, the year starts 1 1/4 days longer than it used to. So if you think about it, 1 1/4, 2 1/2, 3 3/4, 5, right? 5 days longer. Okay, you keep going, etc. After, you never end up 5. And then you go 10. 15. 20. 25. 30. 35. After 28 years, it starts 35 days later, because 28 and times 1 1/4 is 35. 35 days later is the same day of the week. Every 28 years, according to Shmuel, the season starts on the same day of the week as it did 28 years ago, and the same time of the day. Right? So, therefore, there's a machzor of 28 years. What does Birkas HaChama mean? That Lefi Shmuel, if at Bria, anyone know at Bria
Wednesday.
When God created the sun?
Wednesday.
At Bria, the sun started at Wednesday 0 hours, then how many years will it take till the sun, till the, not the sun, the equinox was, according to Shmuel, at Wednesday 0 hours? How many years will it take for the equinox to be at Wednesday 0 hours again? 28 years, because 28 years later, it'll pass 35 days. So therefore, every 28 years, the equinox is at Wednesday 0 hours. And therefore we say, Osa, Maisa Bereishis, because the sun is in the exact same day of the week, on the exact same time of the year as it was in Maisa Bereishis. That's what we say, Osa Maisa Bereishis. Some of the Achronim ask, oh, but Tkufa Shmuel is wrong. And they say, that's okay, because really, Osa Maisa Bereishis is that God created the sun. And even if we say it at a time when we just think of God creating the sun, but it doesn't really have anything to do with it astronomically, we're still Yotze. So you don't have to worry, Brachel Atala. There's some Achronim who Choshev Brachel Atala, and they discovered Shmuel was wrong. But we don't, most of the Achronim say, you can always say Osa Maisa Bereishis as long as it's an important occasion for you to notice the sun. So as long as we think it's important, we can say Osa Maisa Bereishis, don't worry. Meaning, God still created the world. That's not negotiable. That's not a matter of math. No math can affect God creating the world. That's just the details. That's Birkas HaChanukah. What Shelos Shomim B'chol is the 60th day, meaning 59 days later than the equinox. We use Shmuel to figure that out. Now, which means that now, what's the halachic use of Rav Ada? The calendar. The calendar is based on Rav Ada, right? The 7 out of 19. What's the halachic use of the scientific truth? Nothing. Right? The Rambam does not bring that down in Perek Yud when he discusses the halacha. He brings that down in Perek Yud Beis when he discusses astronomy. Right? And he just points out when he discusses halacha that Rav Ada is closer than Shmuel to the truth, but he didn't tell you the truth because we don't rely on that halacha. What does this mean? This means that we have a problem. That every year, what's the problem? The problem is this. Every year, for Tkufa de Shmuel, every year in Tkufa de Shmuel, we go ahead an extra 11 and a quarter minutes. Right? Because really, the year, the equinox comes after 5 hours, 48 minutes. But we don't think the equinox comes till 6 hours. So therefore, every year, according to Shmuel, we are 11 and around 15 seconds late. And every year, according to Rav Ada, it's not quite as bad. How late are we? According to Rav Ada, about, let's just round off. We are 11 minutes late. 11 and a quarter minutes late. And according to Rav Ada, every year we are 4.5 minutes late. Now, that adds up.
Every 1,000 years is compensation.
In the Gregorian calendar, but not in the Jewish calendar.
No, but we're talking about the dates.
Okay, good point. This is what's used by the, what we call the Gregorian calendar. Okay, what's the Gregorian calendar? It's the calendar we use nowadays, instituted by Pope Gregory in 1582. What did he notice? He noticed that when they used to use Tkufa de Shmuel, they lost 11.5 minutes every year. That means they were a day late every 100 and, I wrote it down, every 129 years. So what did he do? He said,
how did that express itself to him?
How did that express itself to him in that the equinox,
what did he see?
What he saw was that the equinox stopped coming on March 21st. It came on March 22nd. And then it came on March 20. No, sorry. He saw that they expected the equinox on March 21st, but really the equinox came. One second. They expected it on March 21st, and their calendar really came on March 20th, and on March 19th, and on March 18th, and on March 17th, and March 16th, and their calendar was getting messed up. So what did he do? He said new Gregorian calendar. How do you do the Gregorian calendar? You, every around for every 300-something years, you skip a leap year on February 29th. For example, 1900 and 1900 and 1800 and 1700 and 2100 will not be leap years, even though they're divisible by 4, and that makes up every 129 days for the year. What happens because of this? Let's just look for a second. What happens because of this, and then we'll stop. What happens because of this is that we get a little messed up. How do we get a little messed up? That right now, the tkufa of, right now, that equals Shmuel, a day every 129 years. And for Rav Ada, we get off by a day every, and if you work out the math, you'll see it works. I mean, it does start with 4.5, so it's only more exact. Every 216 years, approximately. Which means that, hold on a second, let's think of something. Which means that, what's the nafkamina for us? That, Birkas Achama, we're supposed to say when the equinox, but we lose a day every 129 years since before the time of Shmuel. They've been doing this since before the time of Shmuel. Our equinox is way off. Shmuel's equinox, now the truth is, it gets a little trickier because not all seasons are equal, but his equinox is in the spring around 17 days off, meaning when we say Birkas Achama, we're not saying it on the equinox. Because Shmuel thinks the equinox is on what we call around, when are we going to say Birkas Achama? If anyone checked when the last time we saw Birkas Achama, I bet it was around April 7th. I bet it was around April, but it depends, you have to check the year. Yeah, it's going to be around April 7th. It's not going to be near the equinox. So what's the big problem? The big problem is now we have a Shmuel problem and a Rav Ada problem. What's our Shmuel problem? The Shmuel problem is that Shmuel's equinox is October 7th instead of March 20 or 21st. Shmuel's autumnal equinox is October 7th because he keeps losing days. So when do we think the equinox is when we use Shmuel? October 7th instead of March 20, instead of September 22nd. What does that mean? October 7th. What's 59 days? What's 59 days after October 7th? December 5th. That's why we start saying St. Talamatar and Maariv December 4th. Or Maariv December 5th. It depends. If it falls in the day in December 5th, we start the Maariv before. If it falls at night in December 5th, we start the Maariv. Why do we start 60 days after the equinox and call it December 4th or 5th? Because it's 60 days after Shmuel's equinox. Shmuel's equinox is, he has the wrong equinox. When we use Shmuel, we get the equinox on October 7th. And likewise, we get the vernal equinox for Birkas Achama on April 7th. So we say Birkas Achama on April 7th, and we say Talmud Torah 60 days after October 7th. Instead of, which means Tal Umatar on December 4th or 5th, instead of knowing that the equinox is September 22nd or 23rd, and saying the same Tal Umatar on November 21st. Right? We should start November 21st. But Shmuel's off. And you notice, by the way, similar thing. If you ever look at Greek Orthodox holidays, when I was at Calendar in Brooklyn, there were a lot of Greek people, right? So the Greek Orthodox Christmas is in the beginning of January. Why? Because they still hold like Shmuel. No, they think that the equinox is later and everything's as late is later, and they still use the Julian calendar. Okay, that's the problem. Things we use Shmuel for end up being off by around the average 16 days, 16 to 17 days. And every 100 years it gets worse, meaning in 2100, we'll start being Shoal on December 5th or 6th. In 2200, we'll start on December 6th or 7th. In 2300, we'll start December 7th or 8th. 2400 will be okay. 2500, you know, and if Mashiach doesn't come, I mean, he will soon, but eventually we'll start being, if enough time, we'll start being Shoal Geshamim in March. I mean, it'll take tens of thousands of years, but there's this drift. And you're right, and it keeps drifting every, it doesn't drift on our calendar every 129 days, because it drifts in 29 years. Every 100 years, some of the time, because that's how that's how we work out the technicalities of the secular calendar. But it's gonna, and we lose another day every 129 years. That's Shmuel. Rav Ada is also a problem. Why is Rav Ada a problem? Because if you think about it, Rav Ada, when is his tkufa? When does he think the tkufa of Nisan is? According to Rav Ada, when is the tkufa of Nisan? So, it's not 100% clear, but, right? Rav Ada's equinox is around March, well, here it gets a little tricky, but let's say around March 26th is, again, here I'm talking about the spring equinox, so that's more of an afkamina, is around March 26th. And then it makes sense. When is Pesach on our calendar? It's always between March 26th and April 25th. Right? That makes perfect sense if you think the equinox is March 25th. And therefore, Pesach is between March 26th and April 25th. But his equinox is off. Rav Ada's, why? Because since Rav Ada made it, every 216 years, we have lost a day. Now, don't multiply that, because there are other errors that crept in over the years. But if you think about it, what's going to happen? Right now, we're not doing Pesach properly. We're pushing it off too much. We should really push it off to between March 21st and April 20th. But instead, we're pushing it off to between March 26th and April 25th. And every 216 years is going to get worse. So let me just give you an example. That's what it is right now. But by 2215, Pesach will be on April 26th. By 2310, it'll be on April 27th. And if you keep going, by 2671, it'll be on April 28th. By 2804, it'll be on April 29th. By 3032, it'll be on April 30th. And my chart doesn't go up so far, but in the 3300s, it'll even be in May. Now, Mashiach will come before that and fix it. But you see how we've lost 5-6 days because Rav Ada is off, and therefore, when we calculate the equinox for the purpose of Pesach, we're off a few days. That's why we push Pesach off this year unnecessarily. When was Pesach? April 23rd? 23rd. It could have been March 23rd. That's when Lahavdil Easter was, right? And that's when the Samaritans, Lahavdil also, celebrated Pesach. It could have been March 23rd. That's the first full moon after the equinox. And then the equinox would have fallen on Yud Gimel Nisan and Shalom Yisrael. What? We didn't need the Chodesh Moveret this year.
So this whole
19-year... cycle is assuming that this is how long a year is. But it's off from reality. Right? The whole 19-year cycle is off from reality because this chart only works if that's how long a year is. If not, you get a few hours... Now, I wasn't doing the hours. But you get a few hours off every year, which is a few hours off... you get a few minutes off every year, which is a few hours off every cycle, which is a day off every 2 centuries. So that's the problem. That's why if you want to know what's wrong with our calendar now, it depends which calendar you're using. If you're doing Birkas HaChama or Talumata or Levracha in America, then you're using the Tkufa of Shmuel. You're counting as if the year was 365 and a quarter, which means you lose a day every 129 years, which is your way off. We now think the autumnal equinox is October 7th. And we start being Shoal Geshamin on December 4th or 5th, when it should really be 16 days earlier. It should really be November 20th, 21st.
That's not by the change. Why did they decide that?
Why did they decide that? So some things are just tradition, and the Achronim write, after all, America actually doesn't need Geshamin 60 days after the equinox anyway. Babel does. Iraq does. So why in America did they daven 6 days after the equinox? The answer is, because that's what our ancestors did. So, if we're only doing because our ancestors did it and not because that's what we need rain anyway, then it's not any worse if we get the equinox wrong, right? That might just bother anyone. Mela, New York doesn't need rain on November 21st any more than it needs on December 5th. So Mela, it's a wash. Okay, and but even if we're doing a Pesach Chodesh Aviv, we're pushing Pesach off unnecessarily in this very year. Basically, every 19th year of the cycle and every 8th year of the cycle, we push Pesach off unnecessarily. And in another 700 years, we'll start doing it every 3rd year of the cycle too. Every 8th and 19th year of the cycle, we push Pesach off unnecessarily. And we could have had a regular year in Pesach a year early. But it's because we're off a little in calculating the equinox. Tkufa de Rav Ada is not the same as Tkufa de Rambam, or put another way of saying, the Tkufa of Ptolemy and Hipparchus and the ancient Babylonians is not the same as the Tkufa that NASA tells you now with their telescopes, or even that Averroes and Avicenna knew in the time of the Rambam.
That's all very good according to the Rambam, who says that we were Makadish back then, but according to the Rambam that we are accepting what they did, and if we know it's wrong, we're not accepting it. So how do we actually...
You mean according to the Ramban?
How do we actually... What do we?
Or according to the Rambam, sorry.
The Rambam, that we're actually...
Yeah.
We're Makadish each time by Haskama of Eretz Yisrael, and if we all know it's wrong, then how are we giving our Haskama?
So the answer is, bit the less braver, because what's our other option? Our other option is...
To change it.
That, who will change it?
The same people give the Haskama.
I'm just saying... What's really our other option? I mean, even according to the Rambam, the Chazon Ish, that you're allowed to make whatever cheshbon you want, right? There's no cheshbon alach mishmisina. You can do whatever you want. Who's going to change it? The Rabbi Nachman Rashid is going to change it. So there'll be different holidays for the Haredim and for the Tzionim, right? The Hasidim are going to change it. So there'll be different holidays for the Hasidim and the Litvish, right? The Sfardim are going to change. Meaning, we're not in a state now where we can all get together and do anything. So, but the less Breira. The Shevel Tasa
In principle, according to the Rambam, we should change it.
In principle, according to the Rambam, we should change it, but it still gets tricky. According to the Ramban, we're stuck with whatever Hillel Hanasi did.
On the other hand, if according to the Rambam, if everybody was masking, then we should.
Right. Okay. So anyway, here you've seen the weak point of the calendar nowadays. Much weaker for Birkas Hachama, which is going to be 15 days after the equinox, and Sheila's Geshamet, which can be instead of the 60th day from the equinox, this would be the 76th day from the equinox or something. A little weak for Chodesh Aviv, in that we push Pesach off a few days more than we need to, meaning instead of pushing it off when it's after March 21st, we push it off when it's after March. When it is before March 21st, we push it off when it's before March 26th. Which is a little more than we need to push it off. So therefore, sometimes in the Chodesh after the Aviv, instead of the Chodesh of the Aviv, specifically 2 years out of 19, the 8th and 19th years of the cycle. But Lamaisa, no one right now is in state to change anything, and ultimately Atem Afil Shogun, Atem Afil Mezidin, Atem Afil Mutayim, and whatever we do is valid. So we don't have to worry, we can still celebrate Pesach, even though Pesach this year was the second full moon after the equinox. Since Rav Ada thought it was the first full moon after the equinox, we rely on him and celebrate it anyway, because Atem Afilu Shogin in any case, so we don't have to worry, no one ate Chametz on Pesach, Chas V'Shalom. And when Mashiach comes and makes the Sanhedrin, then, I don't know exactly what they're going to do, but whatever they're going to do, they'll take into account the modern knowledge of astronomy and make sure it works with that.
It would actually take